Cooper just sounds like the name of a kid who would get in trouble.
1,000%.
It's 99.70 JX. This is,
I know a couple of Cooper's other great kids.
This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Sure. This is if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your kid get caught inside a claw machine, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, to be fair, there are a lot of prizes in those claw machines.
Yeah, and the claw machines just aren't consistently accurate.
Yeah. I mean, they designed that for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But that wasn't going to stop two-year-old Cooper from climbing into the machine when his parents weren't watching.
Yep.
She says, mom says, hey, look, I just was scrolling reels for like 15 seconds and then look up and all of a sudden he's stuck inside this claw machine
for
about 20 minutes.
He saw something he liked. He's like, I want that one. I'm going to go get it.
Yep.
You're scrolling through Facebook, looking at those reels, thinking, oh, one day that's going to be my child. They're so young still. And, you know, as much as, like, I was somewhat embarrassed, I was like, you know what? He's safe. He's fine. Yeah. He's having a good time. This is going to be a big laugh down the road.
So what I heard is that, okay, he's trapped in this claw machine. Take your time getting
him out. Right, because he's got toys all around.
Because he's got toys. Good. And he's not in my hair.
Right. It's like, that gives me 20 more minutes.
That gives me 20 minutes just to be without Cooper incessantly causing issues.
He does sound like a handful. That's great.
Yeah. So
he sounds like one of those kids where you can't take your eye off of him for a second. Yep.
For a second. Yep. So how did you get your parents in trouble? You know, Cooper got his mom in trouble there.
Had to be rescued, yeah. Just walk back out of those things.
Yeah, how did you get your parents in trouble? Would love to hear some of those stories coming up on 99.7DJX. 502-795-1997. You can always text us a voice note of you telling the story. That'd be cool. Or you can text or call. We'll take some of your stories. On the way, that's your Setting the Bar story.